My word is forgiven. And one of the reasons I picked forgiven, I want a really catchy word at first. You know, something that would really cause someone to say, hey, tell me about that word. What, you know, because you think about me being a Christian, of course you're forgiven, you know. And, but when I got thinking about it, forgiven is my word. Many of you know I struggled with alcoholism. I went and quit drinking in 1991. And for 17, 18 years, had no problem, no problem at all. And then a couple of years later, I had a relapse. And, you know, prayer from you guys as well as a couple of people, Jonathan. And believe me, there was a couple of times where I wanted to wring his neck. But I really appreciate it, and all of you as well. But there was also other things in my life and in my past that I struggled with, and which was homosexuality. And I was saved. I accepted Christ when I was about 14, 15 years old. And I'm thinking, okay, I grew up always feeling that, you know, there was something different about me or whatever. And I really wanted to come to Christ and say, hey, okay, God, you're gonna take this away from me. This is going to be great, you know. And I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and nothing was happening. And I started getting frustrated. So, like, about 5 years later, I turned around and I just kind of went my own way. You know, I just kind of set everything aside and just did my own thing. And I went into the Navy, and from there on, like, 10 years went by that I just walked by myself. And it was one of the worst times of my life. After I got out of the Navy, I ended up coming out and realizing that I needed God. And I needed to come back to Him. So, you know, I get down on my hands and knees and said the Lord's Prayer all over again. And I said, okay, God, you know, I'm agreeing with you that this stuff is wrong. I'm agreeing with your word. I'm agreeing with all the people. But you got to do something, because I'm not going to live like this in this perpetual struggle and craziness. And so I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, struggled. And then the struggle got so stinking intense that I got so mad at God, because I was sexually abused as a child by another man. And I started going, Father, if you knew that all this stuff would lead to me being this way, why the heck did you allow it to happen? And I was furious at Him. And so I turned around, and it was like 2 weeks later, it just got to the point to where I was raising my fist to God, and I said, God, you know, I'm either going to accept this lifestyle and go on with my life, or I'm going to follow you. And I was yelling. I mean, God's a big God. He can take my wrath. And the very next day, I was listening to a radio station getting ready for work. And there was this person on there that was talking about how they came out of homosexuality through the power of Jesus Christ. And I tell you what, I was on the floor worshiping God. Because, you know, not only did He listen to my prayer, but He knew how I was made up, and He knew how broken I was. And that began my journey on healing, I guess you want to say. Because I always thought, you know, healing was going to be instantaneous, you know, thunderbolt. Okay, I'm better now, you know. And but it was a process, and God put awesome people in my life, awesome, healthy Christian men, to help me, I guess, learn how to be a man that I did not get when I was a child. And that was kind of funny, too. But I'm not going to go into that, because just trust me, it is humorous. And anyway, and then even in the midst of all that, God put, you know, peppered scripture that just gave me that to keep on going, you know, to keep on following Christ. And one of the scriptures was 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 11. And it says, do not fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin or worship idols, commit adultery, male prostitutes, practice homosexuality, thieves, greedy people, drunkards, abusive, cheats, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. And I want to point out that the word homosexual is not at the top of that list. So, you know. But this was always thrown up into my face about how God hated gay people. God hated this and that. And it was really hard for me to agree with the word when I'm trying to get out, you know, try to let something go. And this is what's so cool about God, because in that same, not the same verse, but the verse right after, it says, some of you were once like that, but you were cleansed. You were made holy. You were made right with God by calling on the name of Jesus Christ. And I mean, God is so awesome that, you know, he would use something that people would throw at me and just totally blow it right out of the water. And it was because of that that I started thinking, you know, we all know the scripture, Christ became sin for us. He took it upon the cross. And crap. He became sin for me. He took the place of the homosexual sin for me that I could be free. And I put on this, the scripture of Psalm 32, which is kind of funny on the responsive reading, because it's exactly the same thing I put. And again, God is cool like that. But it says, blessed is the one whose sins are forgiven, those whose sins are covered. At one time, I thought I could never be forgiven because I was always on the outside looking in to the family of God, and I wanted to be in there like so bad. Now that I know I'm forgiven because I'm blessed by the power of Jesus Christ. So that's it. Yeah.